Today I'm going to tell you about a sailboat. Have you ever been on a sailboat? This is about a sailboat. There was a man who was a minister, and he had a sailboat, and he lived near Lake Michigan. And Lake Michigan is one of the Great Lakes. And those lakes are so big, they're like slightly dirty freshwater oceans. And they're a lot of fun to take that boat out on. You can go a long way out there. But you have to be careful because sometimes you get some storms out there. And one day, he and his son's friend were out, and they were sailing the boat. And as they were making a turn, a wind caught the sailboat and on its side, and all three of them went in the water. Now, what would you do if you went in the water? You go swim, right? Yeah. Well, the first thing he did was he swam back to that boat, and he grabbed hold of the boat, and he got the rope with the life ring on it. And he sees his son and his son's friend out there. Who is he going to throw the rope to first? Yeah, what do you think he did? Well, he called out to his son. He says, "I love you, son." And he threw the rope to his son's friend. And he pulled him into the boat just as fast as he could. And then he went and he looked and his son was gone. The water had taken him. And they never found him. And later, the son's friend says, "Why did you throw the lifeline to me and not your own son?" He says, "That's because I knew my son was a Christian. And if he died, he would go to heaven. And I know that you are not. And you need another chance." He says, "I'm telling you that God is throwing us all a lifeline. And he couldn't save us and his son too. So don't let his son's death be in vain. Take hold of that lifeline." Well, that young man's life changed. He grew up and he became a minister. And he tells that story every so often. And he says, "I want you all to know that God is throwing us all a lifeline. And he can't save us and his son too. Don't let his son's death be in vain. Take hold of that lifeline." Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for that lifeline. And we pray that each one of us would take hold of that lifeline, that your son's death would not be in vain. Praise your holy name. Amen.